Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
One often overlooked aspect of the opioid epidemic is connection to dental treatments. In fact, dentists and oral surgeons write about 12% of all opioid prescriptions. And joining me now, I have Dr. Michael Myrmagas, Clinical Director of National Dental Opioid Policy for United Healthcare. And we're going to be talking about opioids and how they relate to dental procedures. So thank you very much, Doctor, for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
Now, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us a little bit of your background.
Sure. I began my career in the medical field as a pharmacist. I went to Duquesne University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to pharmacy school. And then I attended the West Virginia University School of Dentistry, did some residencies after dental school. And then I was in private practice for almost 30 years. During that time, I was an adjunct professor of clinical pharmacology at a university in Pittsburgh. And I have been with United Healthcare for the past several years.
Okay, great. Now, how common is it for someone to be prescribed an opioid for dental care or after a dental procedure?
Well, actually, it's fairly common. Our research has shown that dentists and oral surgeons write 12% of the prescriptions for the general population, but when it comes to a certain subset of that population, that would be teenagers, adolescents that are having their wisdom tooth out. Dentists prescribe 54% of those prescriptions. Because of, you know, the post-operative course of having your third molar or wisdom teeth out, there could be pain, and it could be significant. So opioids generally are used. We're trying to change the conventional thinking with our program here and shift towards non-opioids for pain control.
Now, what are some of the most commonly prescribed opioids following dental care?
Well, there are a variety of different types. Some of the most common ones are, and I'll start with the name brands, Vicodin, Lortab, Tylenol with codeine, and Percocet. The generic forms of those are hydrocodone with acetaminophen, oxycodone with acetaminophen, and then codeine with acetaminophen. So they're combination products.
And what are the risks associated with a potential exposure to opioids following dental extractions or dental procedures?
Well, we have to keep in mind that the opioids act within the central nervous system, the brain, etc. And even after a handful of days, they can lead to addiction and risk of dependence. In fact, studies have concluded that the risk of addiction starts just after 3 days of use and increases after that. With that in mind, we know that prevention is the best option. If possible, we recommend people avoid opioids unless truly necessary. And if your dentist prescribes opioids, we suggest people go low and go slow. That means the lowest effective dosage for the shortest amount of time.
Okay, and what are some of the risks of opioid abuse and misuse? What are some of the complications that can arise?
Well, I mean, there's a wide variety of risks and consequences, and that could mean missed work, missed school. We're focused on that age group, teenagers, and they're especially susceptible to opioid abuse, even though anyone could become addicted. But teens and young adults, because their brains are still developing, are more prone to become addicted, and also they're more prone to risk-taking. So that's why it's important for parents and caregivers to be involved with care decisions ahead of time, as well as discuss pain management options associated with dental care.
Now, you said teenagers are especially susceptible to opioid abuse. Now, what did you say, like it can take 3 days to become addicted?
As little as 3 days. Now, there are two types of addiction. There is physical dependence, which is a type of addiction, where the body becomes used to a chemical substance, and it actually, the human chemistry does things to accommodate that and becomes, again, used to that substance being present. When that substance is abruptly withdrawn, there is a whole syndrome that occurs of effects, and, you know, it could be panic, sweating, tremors, and things like that. That's physical dependence. That actually goes away after 3 days of abrupt withdrawal. Now, the more difficult addiction is psychological addiction, and that is, simply put, is craving. So when a drug like an opioid is used outside of the realm of normal therapeutic use, and there is a compulsion to continue use of the drug in spite of negative consequences, we call that psychological abuse. That is, can remain with somebody for the rest of their life. And that can happen, again, after 3 days of use. And this is why it's so important to get ahead of this issue before it gets to that point.
Oh, are some people more prone to a psychological abuse?
Well, yes. So, again, I kind of painted the picture with the teenagers being risk takers. So risk takers definitely are more prone. And there are some studies that say there's a genetic type of access to this as well, that, you know, addiction could run in, you know, in families and is passed on from generation to generation.
And what resources are available to help parents and patients understand that understand their options before or after they have wisdom teeth extractions?
Well, United Healthcare, we recently introduced a new public toolkit with information to help support oral healthcare professionals, patients, and parents. The toolkit's available at newsroom.uhc.com under the opioids tab. It's being shared with dentists across the country, and it includes a pain management checklist to help patients before and after wisdom tooth extraction or other dental surgery. We encourage everyone, especially parents with teens who may soon have wisdom tooth removal, to download the toolkit to help them have more informed conversations with their dentist or other healthcare professional.
And speaking of that conversation, how would one actually start a conversation with their dentist about opioid use?
Well, there are several strategies people should keep in mind when prescribed an opioid, and these apply if the prescription comes from a dentist or, for that matter, any other healthcare provider. The opioid epidemic has become a national crisis, so it's important that people are prepared before the prescription is even issued by their doctor. If you or a loved one gets prescribed an opioid, such as oxycodone or codeine, the first thing to ask is if you really need that prescription at all. In many cases, over-the-counter medications can be equally or even more effective in managing pain. If your dentist does prescribe an opioid, it's best to take it only as needed and never feel like you have to use the whole prescription.
Okay, now why is it important to limit the supply and dosage if an opioid is in fact prescribed?
Well, if you do need an opioid, then you want to ask about limiting the supply and daily dosage. As I mentioned, we like to say go low and go slow. The Center for Disease Control recommends capping these prescriptions at 3 days, as that length usually provides plenty of pain relief for most people after wisdom tooth removal. The other reason to control the supply is that usually, in many times, when there are leftover opioids and, you know, they end up in a medicine cabinet or a purse, that leaves them open to sharing with family members or them entering the illicit market. Maybe they can be sold or even stolen for illicit purposes. So that's the kind of thing that we'd like to avoid.
Now, you spoke briefly about managing pain and having alternate medications. What are some of the alternative medications for managing pain?
Okay, that's a great question. Now, we need to keep in mind that these alternative medications, and I'm speaking mainly to the over-the-counter medications, ibuprofen, which is Motrin or Advil, acetaminophen, which is Tylenol, naproxen, which is Anaprox. These drugs actually combat the pain where it is being produced at the site of the surgery. So they go much further and towards combating pain, and for that reason, they're more effective. Opioids, on the other hand, combat pain by just reducing the sensation of the pain. So the pain is still there, but it just doesn't bother the patient as much. It's distracting. With an over-the-counter medication, you can actually decrease inflammation and decrease the substances produced in the body that mediate pain and cause pain to be felt after surgery. So in that essence, they're actually more effective than opioids.
And if someone should have some leftover unused opioids after a dental surgery, what are some of the safe ways to dispose of those unused opioids?
Well, the Center for Disease Control estimates that about 70% of misused opioid prescriptions were obtained, stolen, or purchased from a friend or relative. And studies showed most people don't use all their opioid prescriptions and don't dispose of them properly. So this is a really important step to keep in mind. If you are prescribed an opioid, people should keep opioids in a safe place, like a locked cabinet, and never share your medications with other people. In terms of disposal, that can include returning the drugs to your pharmacy or law enforcement, or even a drug take-back day. Pharmacies can provide disposal bags which inactivate the opioids. Another option is to use a Ziploc-type bag, mix the unused opioids with water, and then an unappealing substance like cat litter or used coffee grounds, and then putting it in the trash. If they're simply thrown in the trash, unused prescription drugs can be retrieved and misused. And another thing is, you know, putting them down the drain or flushing them actually introduces them into the water supply, and they pretty much stay there forever. So that's to be avoided as well.
I'm glad that you mentioned that. Now, where can we find more information about all of this?
Well, again, on our website, and that website is newsroom.uhc.com. Also, other resources are your community pharmacy, speak to the pharmacist, and your PCP physician or your dentist.
Okay, great. And if you can make one last point about how important it is to keep opioid use under control, what would that be?
Well, if you want to return to work quickly, return to school quickly, avoid a protracted recovery, opioids aren't the answer.
Dr. Michael Myrmagas, Clinical Director of National Dental Opioid Policy for United Healthcare, and we've been talking about opioids and how they relate to dental procedures. So thank you once again for joining me today, Doctor. I appreciate the time.
Thank you, and have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.